this route. Could we know sometimes people come home in the summer? The man is schwitzing away. A very hot day. Rashi Chaim. It was a very hot day today. The roichet afilu b'mei mishra. A person that be gets some cold water, even if it's mamish water that you had soaking there, the flax, still you wash yourself in it. Because even though it's dirty water, sometimes you wash yourself off. For the gemara, tena b'mei tachama. That's very good in the winter, in the summer, when it's hot. So you're sweating away. So then you wash yourself off even with dirty water. What do you say in the winter? In the winter it's nice and cold outside. Nobody takes a shower outside, especially in dirty water. So what do you say there? There, if you go to the dirty mikvah on Yom Tov or Shabbos, everybody knows you're going clearly to the mikvah. So it looks like you're going to fix yourself up. That should be awesome. The rabbanim mishum tikkun mona. Amar Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok, pomim shodim bo min asodano. Sometimes even in the winter, you come home from the fields. Meluch loch betit, you're all dirty, full of dirt on you have on you. Ovitzoy you have schmutz on you. Ve'roichet ha'afilu b'yamei geshamim. And you wash yourself off with any water, even with dirty water. Have you getting the schmutz, the dirt off your hands, off your body. So therefore the kids, any type of washing you do, a person doesn't look like you're going to the mikvah, it looks like you're taking off the dirt you have on you, therefore it's mutter. Samara says, Tainach v'Shabbos. This is very good on Shabbos or on Yom Tiv. Why going to the mikvah on Yom Tov or Shabbos, it doesn't look like you're going to be misaking yourself. It looks just like the people you're going to clean yourself. What do you say about Yom Kippur? Hey, so on Yom Kippur also, I said Mikra Adin, you're allowed to go to the mikvah. So here, how can you go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur? Shrashi Meklam, Hovade Mucha Milsa Das Fila Meskavin, Vulaika Maker. On Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to wash yourself off. So now, if you go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur, it looks clearly you're going to the mikvah to matar yourself. So why isn't it also on Yom Kippur? So my Rav answers like this: Miyika Midi. Is there anything the Vishav Shori of Yom Kippur Osir? There's no such issa malocha that we know. Malochis lamates malochis. It's more chomer on Shabbos than Yom Kippur. On Shabbos, if you do a malocha, yechayiv skila. On Yom Kippur, if you do a malocha, soni yechayiv misa b'day shemayim. There's no chayiv skila. Therefore, Shabbos is more chomer. So therefore, there's no such issa malacha that applies to Yom Kippur that does not apply to Shabbos. So since on Shabbos you are allowed to go to the mikvah, the Rabbanim were not geyser on Shabbos. You're allowed to go to the mikvah on Shabbos. The Rabbanim were not geyser on Yom Kippur either to go to the mikvah. Has also the din of rechitz on Yom Kippur itself, like some sheet is also midiraisam, but as Yom Kippur it's only also rechitz shotaynin, washing yourself something you're enjoying. Well, Hashanah, to go to the mikvah, mikvah din is mutter in Yom Kippur. Because since it's not to your own pleasure, it's only to become tor, therefore you're allowed to. It's not a gemara, you're allowed to. Now we don't go though. So Mela, since on Shabbos you are allowed to go to the mikvah, the Rabbanu will not ask you on Yom Kippur. Ela, the svari is, hoy, you love Shabbos shari, since on Shabbos you're allowed to go to the mikvah. Because on Shabbos it doesn't look like you're fixing up your body. It looks like you're still washing yourself off. Yom Kippur nami shari. Therefore, on Yom Kippur also, you're allowed to go to the mikvah, because Yom Kippur can't be more chomer than Shabbos. Prati Gemara, mi yisle l'rabba hoyil. Like the Torah tells us according to Rabba. Is it true, does Rabba hold this rabba hoyil? As Rabba said, the reason why you can't go to the mikvah, kelim, because it's nearer kimasakin. So the question is that a person, you have to say, is not nearer kimasakin. But the question is, on Yom Kippur, why is it mutter? You have to say, it's rabba hoyil. Hoyil, since, means since. Since on Shabbos you're allowed to, therefore you're also allowed to do it on Yom Kippur. For the Gemara does rub a hole for the Svar of Hoyol. For your Tanam, we learned like this. Ha choshesh b'shinov. Somebody has a nice big toothache. His tooth is bothering him. Lo yigameyo ben esachoymis. You're not allowed to, like, gargle, rinse your mouth with vinegar. Because that's called a refuah. That's the medicine. It takes away the pain. You're not allowed to make do refuah on Shabbos. But you're allowed to dip your bread into the vinegar. The imnisrap and srap and eat the bread. And now if you get healed up, you get healed up. Because now it doesn't look like you're doing a mishum refuah to heal yourself. It looks like eating bread and vinegar that you're allowed to do. But just to swallow it the way to put the vinegar in your mouth, that's awesome. Or minimum law, this I ask the question. It says, lo yigameyu apoilet. You're not allowed to put the vinegar in your mouth and spit it out. Because by spitting it out, then it looks clearly, you're only doing it for refuah. Like, you're not taking it to drink it. Like, then what are you spitting it out for? Since you're spitting it out, it's mashma, you only want to rinse your mouth with it to take away the pain. But you're allowed to put it into your mouth and then swallow it. Swallow it is mutter. That's the stira. The first part of the price is mashma, lo yiga meyah ben. You're not allowed to swallow it even. And here it's mashma, swallowing it is mutter. It's only you're not allowed to just gargle like and spit it out. But to swallow it's mutter. For Yom Rabbi, Rabbi is like this. That the Mishnah, first Mishnah said it's also, you can't take this vinegar on Shabbos for a toothache. It also only means to take it and spit it out. If you take it in your mouth and then spit it out, then it looks clearly the only purpose was for refuah to heal you. And that's also to do on Yom Tov. But if your purpose is to swallow it, that's all right. Now, Tanan would look like this. For Rav Amar, Rav says no. Even if you want to say, we're talking about where you're swallowing it, so chritzestiro. Our Mishnah says, you're not allowed to swallow it.
Yeah, 1 second. No.
Is it Rav Amar now? Still telling my gemara, but even though no, it's talking about even swallowing it. For like Kash, there's no question here. Kan koydim tibul, kan liyachat tibul. It depends if you finish eating or not. Rosh says koydim kib. Rosh says koydim achila. Before you started to have your meal, migameyo baleya. Then you could take the vinegar and swallow it. Because at the beginning of the meal, if you're taking your vinegar, it looks like you're doing it to make to open up your stomach like an hors d'oeuvres, for an entree, to make you eat better. If you already finished your meal, v'tovel ma'achol b'chaimetz, and now you dip your food into chaimetz, to mucha milsad lav chaimetz boy lemitam elam mishum refuah. But so therefore, if you finish eating, now if you eat this vinegar, it looks clearly, what's the purpose of eating vinegar now? Nobody likes vinegar after the meal, so it looks clearly you're only doing it for refuah. So that's why it's awesome. So that was Rabbi's Terence. There's a difference if you're doing it before the meal or you're doing it after the meal. Before the meal, you can't take this vinegar. Then before the meal, it's allowed because then it looks like you start eating it. But after the meal, then it looks clearly you're doing it for a refuah, for healing yourself. Then it's awesome. Now the question is, if you want to tell me Rav Hoda Rav Hoyol, since name, let's say like this, Hoyol Koydim Titibul Shari. Since before you start to eat the meal, you are allowed to take this vinegar and swallow it down, then we say it's only called an achila, you're eating it, you're drinking it. So once you say there's a time that you're allowed to eat this vinegar, l'chura l'yachat tibul namishari, even after you've finished eating, it should also be mutter to do it. As if you tell me it's from hoyel, since it's mutter here, it should be mutter there, just like you're saying by Yom Kippur, that since it's mutter on Shabbos, therefore it's allowed to do it on Yom Kippur, it's for a hoyel, so therefore here also should be a hoyel since there is a time that you're allowed to drink this vinegar before the meal, l'chur you should be allowed to do it after the meal also. So Marin says, Hode be rova mehi, enechlam mi rova taka was chayza. So drash, Hode be rova mehi, te chaymetz. He was chayza from a terz that said about vinegar. O shnia kabaya. And he answered it like Abaya said before, that there's no gzera. Mashenkin, v'yezu de tfilu v'yisle hoyel oma liyacha chazara. And that the Rav before said that the reason why Yom Kippur, you're allowed to go to the mikvah, because to say the Sfar of Hoyol, that Rav is said later. In other words, really Rav does hold the Sfar of Hoyol. Therefore, Rav can't answer here that the difference between vinegar is before the meal and once after the meal, because then I would say Hoyol since there's a time you're allowed to eat the vinegar before the meal, there should be mutter even after the meal. Therefore, the only teretz is that one case is somewhere where you're spitting it out, and one case is somewhere where you're swallowing it down. Fred Gemara Mimaydi, he Hodebei, how do you know Rav was chayza from there? Dilma Meho Hodebei, maybe was chayza from the din of Yom Kippur. Maybe does know from Hoyol. Maybe holds you're not allowed to be table on Yom Kippur. The Moloi Sakotaitis, that can't be. The Tani will learn clearly. Kol Chai Veit Filus. Anybody that Mikra Dina has the chiyah to go to the mikvah today is Toivlan Kedaka, they're allowed to go to the mikvah. Vein Betishibo, Vein Be Yom Kippur. Even on Tishma, even on Yom Kippur. That's Filus is Nana. They're allowed to go on Isha Nidah Bizmana Gemara, when it used to be Tevel al Din Diraiso, when it used to be Tevel on the seventh day, that's the Tefillah of Bizmana, so you're allowed to do it even on Yom Kippur, even on Yom Tisha B'Av also. But Bizmana is there, we don't do it anymore. Bizmana, we do it much later, because we have the Chokas Midrabonin, therefore Bizmana is there, there's no Chiyah Tefillah, therefore when it can't be Tevel on Yom Kippur or on Tisha B'Av. The Kol Pada Mikra then it says you're allowed to, so you have to say Rav agrees to this then also. So Avad the Rav holds this for Rav Hoyle. Since you're allowed to be table on Shabbos, the Rabbanim do not want to make Xer on Yom Kippur. So therefore, by eating the Chaymis, it has to be the same way also. If you would be allowed to eat the Chaymis before the meal, you would be allowed to eat it after the meal also. So how does Rav answer the Steve when the Bryce is? He has to answer Rav like Abaye said. That the Bryce that says it's mutter is thrown about, and so not swallowing it. If you swallow, then it's mutter. The Bryce that says it's often, that's talking about spitting it out. When you're spitting it out, then everybody says, clearly you're only doing it the Shem Refuah, not for the purpose of eating it. Right. V'yishovin shemashikin asamayim b'kliyevin. The Mishnah both by Shem and Hill agree that if you have this water that's tomei in the kli, you're allowed to put the kli in the mikvah to make a shaka, the water should touch the mikvah water. My avolei matfilin. What does the Mishnah say though, but you can't be tovei, you can't put mashma the kli into the mikvah? Oma Shmuel, ein matfil nesa kli agav name of letairoi, biyomtiv. That means in the case that the kli, the pitcher, would also be tomei, even though now you want to put the water into the mikvah, so I would think that once you're allowed to be table the water, maybe you could also be table the kli, kamashmula, no. That's what the Mitch says, you're only allowed to take a kli that's tohor, a kli made out of stone. Mashaik, a kli made out of wood that's tomei, you're not allowed to now put the water and make hashaka with the water, since agav you being the tire of the kli. You're not allowed to be tevel kelim on yomtiv. Versus mani masnitzin. Who does our mishnah go like? Le rebbe of le rabbonin. Not like rabbonin. The tani will learn like this. Ein matzvila nesa kli agave meim of le tirei. You're not allowed to be tevel kelim. Now here the pitcher is tomei. You can't be tevel the pitcher. Agav, the water inside, is also tomei. And here the Bryce says you can't even put the water into the mikvah. You can't make hashakar either. Divrei Rebbe, that's what Rebbe says. So that's not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says you are allowed to make hashakar. When the water is tamei, you could immerse the water into the mikvah to make the water touch the mikvah water. And here Rebbe says even that much is also. So our Mishnah can't go like Rebbe. The Chachamim say though, Matzvilin, you are allowed to be toivel kli, you're allowed to put this kli in the mikvah, agav, name of letairoi. Even if the kli is tomei, you have a wooden kli that's tomei. Now if you have the water inside that says tomei, you're allowed to put everything here into the mikvah. So you are allowed to be toivel the kli. Umashikin asamayim be kliyev on letairoi. And this word is pshita. And you're allowed to put the water and make hashoka with the kli. So the chura, mani, who does that mishnah go like? E Rebbe, if our Mishnah goes like Rebbe, Kash Hashoka. Rebbe says he can't make Hashoka on Yom Tov Shabbos. And our Mishnah says clearly, Vishovin, you are allowed to make Hashoka with the water alone. If the water is in the Kli that's Tor, it's only the water that's Tomei, you are allowed to make Hashoka. And here Rebbe says even that much is also. E Rabbonin, if our Mishnah goes like the Rabbonin, Kash Hatzholo. The Rabbonin say you're allowed to even be table a Kli that's Tomei. If you have a wooden Kli that's Tomei, and now if inside you have water that's Tomei, Migu, you're allowed to be make Hashoka with the water, you're also allowed to be table the Kli also. And now Mishnah says clearly not like that. So who does our Mishnah go like? Our Mishnah can't go like Rebbe. Our Mishnah can't go like the Rabbonin. So Gemara says, boy, you say me Rebbe, boy, you say me Rabbonin. I'll tell you no. Our Mishnah could go like either one of them. I'll give you an answer. Could go like Rebbe, could go like Rabbonin. Boy, you say, if you want to say, I'll tell you Rebbe. Reisha the Braisa the Yomtif. The Reisha of our Braisa here. That says you're allowed to be toivel. Even the Kalim. No. I mean, Rebbe's bright like this. That's Eimat Pilas the Kli Agavi name of. That's what it says. You can't be toivel the Kli. That's talking about Yom Tov. So Rebbe. Reisha the Bryce of Yom Tov. That the ratio of Rebbe's Bryce, it says that you can't be toivel the kli, but the water, yes, that's talking about Yom Tov. The Sefer, that the Sefer of Rebbe said, you can't even make Hashoka, you can't even be toivel the water, even though the kli is Tor, and that's not like our Mishnah, I'll tell you, the Shabbos. There, Rebbe's talking about on Shabbos. To me, there's no secret, our Mishnah. Our Mishnah's talking about on Yom Tov. The Kula Mastisim be Yom Tov. Our Mishnah's talking about on Yom Tov. So it comes up like this, on Yom Tov, you're allowed to be toivel the water. If the water itself is tamein and a kli that's tor, you can make hashaka. You can take the kli now and put it into the water mikvah that the water's touch. That's mutter on yomtiv. But on Shabbos, like Rebbe says, even that much is awesome. Mashenken on yomtiv, what's mutter? It's only mutter on yomtiv to be toivel, make hashaka in the water. But if the kli is tamein, there's no way to be toivel the kelim on yomtiv. So it could be our Mishnah comes out good like Rebbe. The voice same another here I can answer you. The voice same Rabbanim. I tell you, Mishnah goes out to Rabbanim.